Aloha and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Got Your Six podcast. This six-question podcast brings together high performers to share their methods, strategies, and ideas delivered in an informative and, most importantly, actionable way that'll help you lead yourself and those around you from the battlefield to the boardroom. Coming to you every episode, I'm your host, Tony Nash. And into the breach.
Nothing mentioned on this podcast is an endorsement or opinion of the Department of Defense.
I got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. Got your six, we got your back. I got your six. I don't know what you've been told. The views we have are all our own. Yes, we serve the DOD. But my opinions come from me. Yeah, I got your six, we got your back. I got your six, we got your back. I got your six, we got your back. I got your six.
Roger that.
Today, I'm so stoked to have Evan Seal here. Evan is the tip of the spear when it comes to pursuing optimization for mind and body. He is the co-founder of Verb Labs, which leverages cutting-edge technology to build natural products to optimize your body and mind so you can focus where it matters most, living an active and meaningful life. And Evan knows all about that, spending 5 years in the Army with a majority of his career with the elite 75th Fringe Regiment. Hailing from Sugar Land, Texas, Evan also played Division I soccer at the United States Military Academy and has been an athlete his entire life. He also earned his MBA at Warren Business School. Evan, what haven't you done? Seriously, like, let's look at the list and just down it, man. Like, you're crushing it.
No, I mean, I feel like I need to be running out of the tunnel right now to that introduction. No, I appreciate it, man. That's awesome. No, it's been good. It's been a good run, man. I've been super, super lucky along the way, and it's been a good run now.
Is there like one thing that you've implemented from your time in the military, like you kind of use every day or like really taken away from that experience?
One of the things I do is get up early to work out. I think that's something I was, you know, in the military at West Point, you're always, you know, you're forced to get up super early and, you know, fitness is always generally the first thing you do before you even eat. But so I still do that. I mean, I get up early. I get up around 5:30 every morning. I generally try to work out in the morning. If I don't work out in the morning, there, you know, the probability of me working out that day dwindles as time goes on. It's kind of there is a direct correlation. I mean, as the day gets later, my ability to work out and motivation to work out greatly diminishes. So if I can bang out a workout super early in the morning, man, it sets the tone for the day. I get it out of the way and, you know, sets you up nicely kind of moving forward. So that's been a huge lesson I took from the military, and it's been huge in my life, honestly.
Nice. And so like when you're going through your day, is there some sort of skill you're learning in your current life that you are super new to or working on and trying to get better? I'd love for you to talk more about that.
Gosh, I mean, I think one thing I always try to do is there should always be something you're trying to do that you're not good at or that you haven't done, just to, you know, grow your experiences, challenge yourself, make yourself better, educate yourself, become faster, stronger, whatever it is. In some way you should be trying to move forward and progress in some way. And I think one of the things I've recently been trying to do more of is journaling and, you know, practicing gratitude. And those kind of go together. I recently bought the 5-minute journal. It's all about, you know, practicing gratitude. I know it's probably like a hot, you know, topic. It's becoming more kind of mainstream and more of a hot topic, I think. And so I've dug into that a lot. You know, I've been doing it for a couple of months now. I'm not great at it, to be honest. I think one of the interesting things too about these challenges as you try to, you know, be a better person and you try to grow and, you know, in terms of personal growth is you try these new things and sometimes, you know, they don't stick right away and you want to beat yourself up about it. And you're like, oh man, I'm not good at it. I'm not a good journaler. I'm not good at practicing gratitude. But at the end of the day, I think it's okay. Like, right. Like I don't journal every single morning. Like I try to, that's the goal. I don't hit it every morning, but it's certainly something I'm working on. It really has been incredibly impactful in my life. So it's something I've been working on and something I'll continue to work on and try to be better at.
That's awesome. How long have you been journaling?
Probably about 8 months, 6 to 8 months.
That's awesome, man. So would you say like in the last 5 years, that's really like almost like a new behavior belief? I know it's relatively new. that has really improved your life, or is there something else?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think that's been one of the most impactful things in terms of, you know, new habits I've picked up. You know, there's tons of clinical data that supports practicing gratitude, and it sounds kind of fluffy, honestly, like, you know, practicing gratitude. I think it gets a bad rap from some folks. You know, I would have been in that camp probably, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. I'd been like, oh, journaling, practicing gratitude. Like, that's so, you know, that's not, you know, it's too fluffy. I don't want to get into that, but like that's such BS, you know, like you just come to realize that, you know, practicing, you know, mental health and practicing, you know, focusing on the spirituality of, you know, parts of your life are incredibly important. Like they should not be neglected. And I think strong people realize that, and are focusing on it. So it's been super helpful for me, man. It just gives you a positive outlook on life. So, you know, you can go through the day and, you know, it could be a complete shit day, but if you sit down and you force yourself to focus on something you're grateful for, and the 5-Minute Journal does a great job of it. I'm not, you know, trying to promote their book, but they do a really nice job of providing a template for it. So, you know, you wake up, you write, you know, what are you grateful for? What are some ways you can make the day great? And then at the end of the day, you reflect on what's happened. So if you did have a bad day, you could have had a horrible day, but then you have to sit down and kind of think about, okay, what are you grateful for? And it's kind of amazing that you come up with a million things. There's so many things to be grateful for every single day. And because of that, by thinking of that thing and being happy about it, it puts you in a better mood. And that's it. And that's what it's all about, feeling good and being good.
Right. Deion Sanders, right? Look good, play good, feel good, live good, die good, right?
That's it.
And pay good's in there somewhere. So what do you think makes that fluffy, right? Like that mental, spiritual health thing. It's, you know, because you're always, you know, out in the gym or working out, clanging and banging. And it's one of those things like you can't flex a gratitude muscle.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's insecurity.
Yeah.
I think it is. Honestly, I think if you're not confident in yourself and you're not secure, you know, you don't have that kind of like sense of security with yourself, you know, you're about like what some think or what someone else could potentially think about you. If you're talking about gratitude or talking about spirituality, like, you know, who gives a damn what those, you know, people might think about that? Because you're, you know, once you realize that, then you start to dig into some of these topics and you start to realize how beneficial they are. So if you can get past those insecurities about what other people might think, or if, you know, you're seen as this spirituality person or, you know, someone practicing gratitude, like, then I think that's step one, you know, being confident in yourself and comfortable with, you know, the things that you choose to do, then you can experience all the benefits from it. I think that is generally where that comes from.
That's very interesting, right? So like, let's, you know, apply the metaphor of like working out, right? Sometimes the hardest thing is like putting on your shoes. Cause like, once you go to like for a run, you have to put your shoes on first. What helped you get past that threshold of like that insecurity and self-consciousness of like practicing gratitude?
Yeah, seeing other people do it that I looked up to, people that I, you know, see as, you know, leaders, strong people that are, who have done things that, you know, that I see myself aspiring to be and aspiring to be like. I saw them doing it. I said, well, shit, man, you know, this guy's doing it, or, you know, these people are digging into it. Why am I not? Why is it, you know, why is that off the table for me? I should be doing that. So I think that's what it was. You know, someone was setting the example for me and leading the way. And, you know, I jumped on the bandwagon, and it's been incredible. So, you know, look for, lead when you can, and, you know, show the way for other people, but at the same time, you know, look for the leaders who are, you know, maybe out in front of you in certain aspects of life and follow them. And surround yourself with people that are doing that, like yourself, man. Yeah, you do. I mean, the stuff you talk about on your channels, your communication networks are powerful, and it's good stuff. It's all good messaging, and, you know, I read that stuff, and it, you know, improves my life and makes me better. So, you know, just, you know, keep surrounding yourself with people like that and looking up to people that are doing great things.
Thank you for the kind words, and I can't agree with you more. Right, surrounding yourself with people like that are kind of out in front or have that experience that you're looking to kind of gain and take some notes from them. So then you talked about like the 5-Minute Journal. Would you say that's been the thing that's greatly influenced your life as of recently? Or is there another like book or course or like a YouTube video or something that you've really kind of pulled from and like helped propelled you into this next stage of your life, both professionally and personally?
Totally, man. There's the... You think of like crucibles in your life and things you've been through that have affected you positively and even negatively, like, are still, you can still look at the negative impacts that are positive in your life. And I think you know, I'd be lying if I wouldn't say like Ranger School wasn't like one course that, you know, greatly affected my life. And there's probably going to be some military people that, you know, listen to this and like, oh, I know Ranger School is not that hard. It is hard. First of all, if anyone says not, it's they're lying, but it's totally doable. But I think in terms of teaching individuals lessons, you know, completely, you know, throw all the military tactics out the window in terms of what it teaches you. But like the most important thing that I think it teaches you is about yourself. It teaches you like what you're able to handle and what how far you can push your mind and body before they don't break. You know what I mean? Like you think like, you know, you're out there and it sucks and you got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And sometimes there's no end in sight, but you make it, which is great. You know, if you just keep going, you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, you're going to make it. And I think that's taught me a lot about life in general. And it's helped me in tons of situations, man. You know, as after that, there's been other situations where things have gotten really tough. And it's not to say that I like looked back and I was like, man, well, I was in Ranger School, I could do that. But it's more of like an internal power you now have. It's like, well, this is bad, but I know that I can push through it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And like in a sense too, that's what you've done with gratitude, right? Like just one foot in front of the other, continue to just kind of like push through it. And then at your same time, like you're having grace with yourself, because like you said, there's failures along the way, right? And like, what failure would you say has ultimately become your greatest success?
Yeah, again, I think in terms of a failure becoming a great success, I think of like, you know, shifts in my life. You know, where have I, because of a failure, how has it shift the direction of my life? And I think when I was in the military, I tried to go to, when I was getting out of the military, my plan was to go to grad school from there. I took the GMAT. I didn't really buckle down and like get after it. I thought I could, you know, I thought I could put 70% in and do well. And sure enough, the GMAT basically reached through the computer and slapped me in the face and said, not going to happen here. So I didn't, you know, I did poorly. I did really bad on the GMAT twice. And I was like, pretty much hung my boots up, said like, hey, grad school is not for me. Like, I'm not going to, this is just too time consuming. So I got out and I ended up, but because of that, I didn't go to grad school. And my life took me to St. Louis, where I went and worked for a private equity firm, completely like luck chance to go from the military into private equity. Now I can talk about that later, but like, so that was a once in a lifetime experience. And from there, you know, I met my girlfriend who I've been with for 4 years. And then we did, eventually I, you know, started studying again for the GMAT. And this time, you know, from those experiences, I was able to do a little bit better and I, you know, tried harder. And, you know, and I ended up getting into a really nice school at Wharton.
A really nice school, like one of the, if not the top business schools in the country.
I appreciate that. You know, I don't think that I would have had the opportunity to go there if I had done, you know, a little bit better on the GMAT and just gone ahead and went to school. You know, I would have gone somewhere that, you know, probably wouldn't have been Wharton. And I wouldn't have had the experience at the private equity firm that I think also helped me get into Wharton. So I think that failure, which it was an ego check, you know. I've never been like super academically like inclined. And so, but I've been able to manage. And that was one of those situations where they're like, you actually need a lot of help here. And I was like, man, I thought I was gonna be able to get by on this one. So that was, you know, that was a big failure. It was, you know, ego shock, but recovered. And I think it's been super beneficial and it's changed my life because of that failure.
Right. And I'm going to assume for the transition from the military to private equity, it's not really like who you know, it's who knows you and is willing to go and vouch for you, right? Because of who you are as a leader, a person, right? That people are willing to go out there and be like, hey, my man, Evan, he not only deserves this, but like he needs to be here because he adds so much to the team.
Yeah, man. And this is particularly like very near and dear to my heart because the military is so, it's such a great community for looking out for one another. That whole process. So just to give you a quick overview of like how that actually happened. So I was getting out of the military. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know where I wanted to work. I thought I wanted to do like consulting because it was like involved in business, but I didn't really understand what consulting was. And so I actually got out, I sold my car and I rented a Jeep and I was like traveling the West Coast to all the national parks for like 2 months. Camping and just trying to figure out what I want to do in my life. And I, at the same time that I was like talking to all the military recruiting firms, so like Bradley Morris, Alliance, all those. And Bradley Morris actually was super helpful to me. And I know, you know, people have different views on these recruiting firms. I speak very highly because they were incredibly helpful for me. But Bradley Morris, military, obviously a recruiting firm, introduced me to Thompson Street Capital Partners, which is an awesome PE firm out of St. Louis. They're killing it. They're, you know, just a really rock solid team there. They have some veterans who are on the team who are you know, my really close friends now, mentors of mine. Some of them are, you know, older West Point graduates and things like that, and Ranger Battalion folks. And so just some awesome, awesome military people there. And not to say that the other folks aren't amazing too. They're just, the whole team is amazing. But it's because of those military connections that, you know, someone there was a West Pointer, someone there was a Ranger Battalion. You know, two of the people there were both in Ranger Battalion. They saw me, no experience at all, nothing. But because, you know, they had come from a similar place, you know, they were able to see that, hey, let's give this guy a shot. And they gave me a shot, you know, and that was super cool on them to do that. They didn't have to. They were putting their name on the line to bring me into the firm. And it's only because of the military thing. So, you know, I'll continue to pay it forward like they did to me with other people, because, you know, it changed my life. And I think that's really powerful about the military community in general, just to keep looking out for one another. And yeah, man, just give each other a shot. So I think it's huge.
Dude, that is incredible. First off, thank you for sharing that, because that's such a cool story of like having all these little pivots along your life and places you've been, and how that culminated in this opportunity, which then led to other things, going to business school. And now you have your own company, which you're now crushing it, to use your term earlier. And so now that you keep moving forward, like, what propels you to be better than yesterday?
I think it's a competitive drive to what propels me to be better than yesterday is just to be competitive with myself. It's a dangerous game, because you can get really down on yourself if you're not, if you don't do better, or you're not excelling at something, you can kind of really get down on yourself. And I have to catch myself for, I need to practice more self-love, honestly. Like, sometimes I just really beat myself up for not doing things well, or like being as well as I should be, which is kind of ridiculous. Like, I've been very successful in a lot of things, but like, I'll still look at, I just completely dismiss those things. And it's just like, well, you didn't do this though, so you're a piece of crap. And so what propels me to be better is I don't know, maybe it's just that internal kind of competitive nature of just trying to always do something more. So I like to look at, I try to see what other people are doing that's really hard that people talk about. And I want to go try to do that. So like this entrepreneurship thing is one, I love the idea of always like, you know, trying to create something and build something yourself. That's really cool. But it's also because you hear that it's really hard, and you talk to these people that this is something challenging that not a lot of people do. So it's like, well, I want to go try that. That seems really hard. And like, I want to prove to myself I can do that. So, you know, always being competitive in that sense is yeah, generally driven me to be better than yesterday. And having opportunities like this right here, I've never done one of these, and, you know, a podcast like this, but this is, you know, a step outside of my comfort zone, you know, stepping on a video podcast with you. But it's a challenge, you know, it's something that I want to, it'll help me grow as an individual. And I'll probably look back on this video and be like, God, I was such a dork on that thing. But it'll make me better than yesterday.
Absolutely agree, right? First off, you're not going to be a dork for those that are listening on audio, right? Like, he's got great lighting, killer background. He's already crushing it. He's a professional. No, that's very cool about that. As you talk about your competitive drive, and now that you've added this layer of gratitude, right? So when you do get down on yourself, you're able to be like, you know what? I'm appreciative of this failure or success, because it helped me continue to grow as a person and as a leader and as a follower. So that's so incredibly powerful. And I appreciate you talking about that, because I think that is something that people don't talk about enough that needs to be shared more. So thank you for talking about that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I think, I think that's right. So I appreciate it. Yeah. It's been a good run, man. There's a lot of work to be done. There always is, but it's been exciting. Right? I'm happy with what I'm doing, and you know, I wouldn't be happy doing anything else. So I think that's also important. I was reading a quote, I think it was Heath Ledger, honestly. He was basically saying, like, when people do small talk, they say things like, hey, you know, what are you doing for work? Or like, where are you living? Or like, you know, but they never ask, like, are you happy? And like, are you doing what you love? And it's like, that's what's important. You know what I mean? Are you happy? Like, you know, and you can be happy doing a multitude of things, but you know what makes you happy. And I think it's important to choose that route. and do what you love, because there's not a lot there. We don't have a lot of time. So it goes by fast, and you know, it's more important to be happy and be doing what you love than to amass, you know, a house or, you know, giant wealth or whatever it is that, you know, mainstream makes you think that you need to acquire, like a checklist. It's more important to, you know, do what you love, be happy.
Yeah. And you're doing it. You're doing what you love. You're constantly giving back to others and providing value. It's incredible to watch the journey. I'm glad I can be a small part in our interactions. It means a lot to me, and I really appreciate you coming on today.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on with you. I mean, gosh, when you asked me to be on, I was blown away, man. I mean, you're doing big things, and yeah, I wish I was interviewing you, honestly. I think you have a ton of lessons to give people, man. And you're doing that a lot. And I think it's good, man, to see people like you out there focusing on giving to people and, you know, like helping other people to be better. It's incredible. It really is. I think actually one, something you posted maybe even once, but, or I don't know where I saw this, but as you get older, you start to realize you have two hands. You know, one hand, one hand of yourself, and the other hand is to help other people. And I think it's very real. Like, as you grow up and you start to age, you start to realize that it's more important to also be focusing on giving to other people and helping folks, and not just looking out for yourself and your own successes. So you're doing that. You're doing that with this. You're doing that with, you know, your other communication networks and stuff like that. So it's super cool, man. I think, you know, mad respect for you. So keep doing your thing.
Thank you, brother. And you talked about a helping hand, right? So if people want to reach out and find you, where's the best place for them to do it?
Yeah, I mean, sure. If anyone wants to, you know, hit me up, I think email is probably the best. I'm on that thing pretty frequently. So it's just evan@vrblabs.com. Yeah, and shoot me a note. I'd be happy to, you know, chat with anybody if any of this resonated. Hopefully it did to some degree. So that's the best way to hit me up.
And you heard from the man himself. Shoot him an email, evan@vrblabs.com. Evan, thank you so much for coming on today, for having our six. Thank you for having our back. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Glad to be on.
Sixers, I hope you took a lot away from that episode. Really had a fun time recording it. Want to talk to you about the tax shorts from 10,000. These things are not only tough as nails, but they are just chock full of features. Ultra light, zippers on the pockets, medium compression. They come in 5 to 7 inch inseams, tons of colors, and they're only going to just keep putting out awesome things from 10,000. Go check out these shorts. Talking to my friends over at 10,000, they're going to give you 15% off at checkout on your first order. Go to 10,000.cc, not .com. Enter promo code GOTYOUR6. That's GOTYOUR6. For 15% off your first order. Again, that's 10,000.cc, not .com. Enter the promo code GOTYOUR6 for 15% off. Sixers, we're adding a new segment in a couple episodes, and I'm super excited about it. Talking to all these incredible high performers, I've realized we need to stack the wins to achieve massive success. And I want you to know I have your back in these accomplishments. Let me know, go to either Twitter or Instagram, GOTYOUR6POD with the number 6. There's a Google form there. Let me know a win you or somebody else recently experienced and deserves some recognition. I want you to know I'm stacking the wins with you each episode, so we'll give you a little shout out at the end of each episode, just so you know we got your 6.
I don't know what you've been told, Sixers, but the lawyers would like us to remind you that the views, opinions, and comments expressed on the Got Your Six podcast are solely those of the hosts or guests, to include current and previous Department of Defense employees, and should in no way be considered the opinions of or endorsements on behalf of the Department of Defense or any of its components, divisions, contractors, or other current and previous staff members.